You're listening to Australia Overnight with Clinton Maynard on Sydney's 2GB 873.
A happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and the grandmums listening. A very different Mother's Day this year, obviously, because of the coronavirus restrictions. And even though the Prime Minister a few days ago announced changes to the restrictions, still very, very different this year. In Victoria, basically, there are no social visits allowed. Now, five people are allowed to visit in Queensland. New South Wales, two adults and children can visit a mum. But it makes it particularly difficult. Are there other ways you can mark Mother's Day? Belinda Joyce is a midwife and a maternal and child health nurse and has a few ideas. Happy Mother's Day, Belinda.
Oh, thank you very much, Clinton.
It is a tricky one this year, isn't it, because of the restrictions on physically seeing other people, including your mum.
It absolutely is. It's precedented like everything else lately.
Does it mean, though, that we forget about mothers?
No, not at all. And as you know, mothers do a huge amount of work for us. And of course, you know, they wear so many different hats, nurse, teacher, chef, events manager, all of these things, and they don't even get paid. So we still do definitely need to mark the day.
I tell you what, particularly at the moment, I mean, you just mentioned the different hats mothers wear, just referring to my own wife, but this would be many, many women and men, but I think it still ends up being a lot of women who are having to homeschool children at the moment. So they may be having to hold down their own job and do other things that they usually do at home, but a lot of mums are homeschooling kids at the moment.
That's right. It's really stretching them.
You've got some ideas on how we can mark Mother's Day today?
I have. Look, there's, I guess, two groups. There's the younger children who still live at home who are with their mothers, and then there's the mothers who have got adult children who are probably not going to get to see them today.
Yeah.
So for those that can't see their children, you know, the children can do, there's heaps of things that they can do without being there. And obviously we've got technology on our side with, online, Skype and that kind of thing. And even simple things like sending a handwritten card, or if you're, you know, not living too far away, dropping one in the letterbox, because handwritten cards, I think, are something we don't do a lot these days. You can obviously buy a gift online or drop a gift off if you're close by, but we've got the best takeaway food options we've ever had. So ordering something delicious so mum can actually have the day off is another option. And of course, you know, pampering her. So there's lots of, we can't go to the beautiful beauty boutiques and things like that, but there's lots of DIY, beauty treatments, manicures, all sorts of kits that you can buy that might sort of fill that void.
And for young children who are at home, so this will fall onto the dads, a lot of it, what can they do?
So it really should be a day off for mum, if possible. No cooking or cleaning. So maybe some breakfast in bed. The traditional breakfast in bed, I think, is loved by many mums. And just lots of kind gestures. And it's not about the huge presents. It's about, I guess, being acknowledged for what they do in the family and thanked for that.
And a lot of it comes from what is in somebody's heart. And I had a look at what my little boy was preparing his grandmother a couple of nights ago. And it is, his grandmother has a dog named Buddy. And my son has written and drawn up the Book of Buddy. And it's a little story about his nana's dog. And I just looked and thought, that's beautiful.
And she's going to love that more than anything that he could have bought with money.
Yeah, which he doesn't have. just one last question for you, Belinda. When a woman says, I don't want anything for Mother's Day, is she telling the truth?
Look, she probably means she doesn't want anything big, but a flower picked from the garden or a handmade card from a child or something like that, she would probably love.
Great idea. Thanks for your time, Belinda, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Belinda Joyce, midwife, maternal and child health nurse.